Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex here, and boy, do I have a refreshing topic for you today. You know that moment when you're rushing between meetings and suddenly you realize your mouth feels like the Sahara Desert? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker. That dry mouth is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to why hydration is so darn important. Let's dive into the ocean of reasons why water is your body's best friend. Did you know that our bodies are basically walking, talking water balloons? Okay, maybe that's a stretch, but seriously, up to 60% of our bodies is water. It's like we're cucumbers with anxiety. Water isn't just there to quench your thirst. It's the unsung hero of almost every bodily function. Think of it as the oil that keeps your body's engine running smoothly. From keeping your brain sharp to helping your digestive system do its thing, water is the multitasker we all aspire to be. Here's a fun fact that'll make you want to grab a glass of water right now. Even mild dehydration can affect your mood and cognitive function. Ever notice how you get it cranky and forgetful when you're thirsty? That's your brain sending out an SOS for H2O. But wait, there's more. Water is like nature's own beauty treatment. It helps keep your skin looking plump and youthful. And let's face it, we could all use a little help in that department, right? It's like having a spa day from the inside out. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, how much water should I actually be drinking? Well, the old 8 glasses a day rule is a good start, but everyone's needs are different. Listen to your body. And remember, if you're feeling thirsty, you're already mildly dehydrated. So why not make it a game? Try to stay ahead of your thirst. Your body will thank you. And who knows, you might even start to enjoy those extra trips to the bathroom. Before I wrap up this splash of wisdom, here's a simple tip. Carry a water bottle with you everywhere. It's like having a little health companion reminding you to take a sip. And hey, if plain water bores you, jazz it up with some fruit slices or herbs. It's like a party in your mouth, minus the hangover. Remember, folks, staying hydrated is one of the easiest and most effective ways to boost your health. It's simple, it's natural, and it's something you can start right now. So what are you waiting for? Raise a glass of water, of course, to your health. And as always, for more juicy health tips, don't forget to check out our website, nutritionally.com. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and I'll catch you in the next segment. Welcome back, Health Warriors. It's Alex here, and we're about to dive into a topic that's crucial for everyone, from busy professionals to weekend warriors, understanding dehydration symptoms. You know, it's funny how our bodies can be so dramatic sometimes. One minute you're feeling fine, and the next, you're wondering why you suddenly feel like a wrung-out dish rag. Let's start with the most obvious sign, thirst. It's like your body's built-in water alarm. But here's the kicker. By the time you feel thirsty, you're already mildly dehydrated. It's like your body's playing catch-up, and you're always one step behind. Sneaky, right? Now let's talk about fatigue. Ever had one of those days where you feel like you're dragging an invisible weight around? Before you reach for that third cup of coffee, consider this. You might just need a good old glass of water. Dehydration can make you feel as sluggish as a sloth on a lazy Sunday. Here's a symptom that might surprise you. Headaches. Yep, that annoying pounding in your head could be your brain's way of saying, "Hey, I'm parched in here." It's like your brain is throwing a little tantrum because it's not getting enough water. Who knew our brains could be such drama queens? Let's talk about a slightly awkward but important sign, the color of your urine. I know, not the most glamorous topic, but bear with me. If your pee is looking more like apple juice than lemonade, it's time to up your water intake. Think of it as a personal hydration meter. The clearer, the better. Now here's a tricky one, dry skin. You might think you need to slather on more moisturizer, but sometimes the best skincare routine starts from the inside. Hydrated skin is happy skin, so before you spend a fortune on fancy creams, try upping your water intake. Here's a symptom that's easy to miss: decreased elasticity in your skin. Try this quick test. Pinch the skin on the back of your hand. If it doesn't bounce back quickly, you might be dehydrated. It's like your skin is playing a slow-motion game of snapback. Last but not least, let's talk about mood changes. If you're feeling unusually irritable or confused, dehydration could be the culprit. It's like your brain is a houseplant that's been neglected. It gets a bit wilted and cranky when it's not watered properly. Remember, folks, these symptoms can sneak up on you, especially when you're busy or in a climate-controlled environment where you might not realize how much fluid you're losing. The good news is, the solution is simple and right at your fingertips, literally. Just reach for that water bottle. Before we wrap up, here's a quick tip. Set reminders on your phone to drink water throughout the day. It's like having a personal hydration coach in your pocket. Stay tuned for our next segment where we'll dive deeper into how dehydration affects your overall health. And don't forget, for more wellness wisdom, head over to nutritionally.com. Keep sipping, stay hydrated, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Welcome back, health enthusiasts. It's Alex here, and we're about to take a deep dive into the not-so-wonderful world of what happens when we don't give our bodies enough water. Buckle up, because this might just be the wake-up call your water bottle's been waiting for. First up, let's talk about your amazing brain. You know how sometimes you feel like you're trying to think through a fog? Well, that mental haze might be your brain's way of saying, "Hey, I'm thirsty." Even mild dehydration can turn your razor-sharp mind into a dull butter knife. It's like trying to run a high-tech computer on low battery. Things start to slow down, and suddenly, remembering where you put your keys becomes a Sherlock Holmes-level mystery. Now, let's journey down to your digestive system. Imagine trying to flush a toilet with just a trickle of water. Not a pretty picture, right? Well, that's kind of what happens in your gut when you're not properly hydrated. Without enough water, things start to, well, back up. Hello, constipation. It's like your digestive system is playing a very uncomfortable game of traffic jam. Here's one that might surprise you: kidney stones. Yep, those painful little troublemakers are more likely to form when you're not drinking enough water. It's like your kidneys are trying to make rock candy, but instead of sweet treats, you get these not-so-fun crystallized deposits. Trust me, it's one rock collection you definitely don't want to start. Let's talk heart health for a moment. Your heart is like the hardest-working DJ at the party of life, always pumping to keep the beat going. But when you're dehydrated, your blood volume drops, and suddenly, your heart has to work overtime. It's like asking the DJ to keep the party going with half the equipment. Not impossible, but definitely not ideal. Now, here's something for all you fitness enthusiasts out there. Dehydration can seriously cramp your style, literally. When you're low on fluids, your muscles are more prone to cramping and fatigue. It's like trying to run a marathon in flip-flops. You might make it, but it's going to be a lot harder and more uncomfortable than it needs to be. Let's not forget about your skin, your body's very own spacesuit. When you're not properly hydrated, your skin can become dry, flaky, and more prone to wrinkling. It's like trying to keep a grape plump in the desert. Without enough water, things start to shrivel up faster than you can say, moisturizer. Here's a fun fact that's not so fun when you're experiencing it. Dehydration can also affect your body temperature regulation. It's like your internal thermostat goes haywire. Too hot, your body can't cool down efficiently. Too cold, you might find yourself shivering more than usual. It's like being stuck in a faulty weather machine. Before we wrap up, let's talk about one more crucial impact: your mood. Dehydration can make you feel irritable, anxious, and just plain grumpy. It's like your usual sunny disposition gets hit with an unexpected rain cloud. Who knew a glass of water could be the difference between feeling like Oscar the Grouch and Mary Poppins? Remember, folks, staying hydrated isn't just about quenching your thirst. It's about keeping your entire body running smoothly. It's one of the easiest and most effective ways to boost your overall health. So next time you're tempted to skip that glass of water, think about all the amazing things your body does for you every day and give it the hydration it deserves. As always, for more tips on keeping your body happy and healthy, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and I'll see you in the next segment. Hey there, hydration heroes. It's Alex back with you, and today we're diving into the million-dollar question. How much water should you actually be drinking? Grab your favorite water bottle, and let's get into it. Now, you've probably heard the old 8 glasses a day rule, right? Well, it turns out hydration isn't quite that simple. It's not one size fits all. It's more like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but for drinking water. Let's break it down. For the average Joe or Jane, the general guideline is about 13 cups, that's 3 liters a day for men, and 9 cups, 2.2 liters, for women. But before you start chugging, remember, this is just a starting point. Think of your body as a unique, water-loving snowflake. Your personal hydration needs depend on a bunch of factors. Are you training for a marathon or more of a Netflix marathon kind of person? The more active you are, the more water you'll need to replace what you're sweating out. Living in a place that's hotter than a jalapeno on the sun, you'll need to drink more to keep cool. On the flip side, if you're chilling in a cooler climate, you might not need quite as much. Here's a fun twist. Your diet plays a role too. If you're munching on water-rich foods like cucumbers, watermelon, or zucchini, you're getting some bonus hydration. It's like sneaking veggies into a kid's meal, but for adults and with water. Now let's talk about special circumstances. Pregnant or breastfeeding? Congratulations. You're also the proud owner of increased hydration needs. It's like your body's way of saying, hey, we're building a human here. Send more water. Here's a pro tip. Listen to your body. It's pretty smart when it comes to knowing what it needs. Feeling thirsty? That's your cue to drink up. But don't wait until you feel like a desert. Try to stay ahead of your thirst. A great way to gauge if you're hitting the hydration sweet spot is to check your urine color. Aim for a light lemonade shade. If it's more on the apple juice end of the spectrum, it's time to up your water game. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I don't want to spend half my day in the bathroom. I get it, but trust me, your body will adjust. Plus, those extra trips to the loo are just bonus steps for your fitness tracker, right? Remember, water isn't the only way to stay hydrated. Herbal teas, fruits, and veggies all contribute to your daily intake. Just be careful with caffeine and alcohol. They can actually be dehydrating if you overdo it. Here's a challenge for you. Try tracking your water intake for a week. You might be surprised at how much or how little you're actually drinking. There are even apps that can help you keep count and send reminders. It's like having a tiny, hydration-obsessed personal assistant in your pocket. Before we wrap up, let's address the elephant in the room. Yes, it is possible to drink too much water. But for most of us, that's not a concern. Unless you're chugging gallons like it's going out of style, you're probably in the clear. Remember, staying properly hydrated is one of the easiest and most effective ways to keep your body happy and healthy. It's like giving your cells a spa day every day. As always, for more hydration hacks and health tips, swing by our website at nutritionally.com. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and I'll catch you in the next segment. Keep sipping, friends. Welcome back, Water Warriors. It's Alex here, and we're about to dive into some seriously refreshing tips to keep you hydrated all day long. Let's face it, we all know we should drink more water, but sometimes life gets in the way, and before you know it, you're as dry as last week's toast. Fear not, I've got some practical, easy-to-implement strategies that'll have you sipping like a pro in no time. First up, let's talk about the power of habit stacking. Attach your water intake to existing habits. Morning coffee? Have a glass of water while it brews. Checking emails, keep a water bottle at your desk, and take a swig between messages. It's like piggybacking hydration onto your daily routine. Sneaky, but effective. Now, for all you tech-savvy folks out there, why not put your smartphone to good use? Set hydration reminders throughout the day. It's like having a tiny pocket-sized hydration coach. And let's be honest, we're all glued to our phones anyway, so we might as well use them for something healthy, right? Here's a game changer. Invest in a water bottle you actually like. It sounds simple, but it makes a huge difference. Find one that's easy to carry, doesn't leak, and maybe even has measurement markers. Bonus points if it's cute enough to be an accessory. It's like finding the perfect pair of jeans, but for hydration. For those of you who find plain water about as exciting as watching paint dry, let's spice things up. Infuse your water with fruits, herbs, or cucumber slices. It's like giving your taste buds a little party. My personal favorite? Lemon and mint. It's like a spa day in a bottle. Here's a tip for my forgetful friends. Tie a ribbon around your wrist or wear a special bracelet as a visual reminder to drink water. Every time you see it, take a sip. It's like your very own hydration fashion statement. Now, let's talk about eating your water. Yes, you heard that right. Incorporate water-rich foods into your diet. Watermelon, cucumber, zucchini, and lettuce are all great options. It's like sneaking extra hydration into your meals. Your body won't even know what hit it. For my busy bees out there, try this. Every time you take a bathroom break, drink a small glass of water afterward. It's a great way to replenish what you've just lost and keep the hydration cycle going. Plus, it gives you an excuse to step away from your desk more often. Here's a fun challenge. Try drinking a full glass of water before each meal. Not only does it help with hydration, but it can also prevent overeating. It's like a two-for-one deal for your health. For my fitness enthusiasts, remember to hydrate before, during, and after your workouts. Think of water as your workout buddy, always there to support you and help you perform your best. And here's a tip for the night owls. Keep a glass of water by your bed. It's perfect for those middle-of-the-night thirst attacks or as a refreshing start to your morning. It's like leaving a gift for your future self. Lastly, make it a social thing. Challenge your friends or coworkers to a hydration contest. Use an app to track your progress and see who can hit their water goals consistently. Nothing like a little friendly competition to get those water bottles flowing. Remember, staying hydrated doesn't have to be a chore. With these tips, you can turn it into a fun, easy part of your daily routine. It's all about finding what works for you and sticking with it. Before we wrap up, here's your daily reminder to head over to nutritionally.com for more health hacks and hydration tips. Stay quenched, my friends, and I'll see you in the final segment. All right, hydration heroes, we've made it to the final lap. It's Alex here, ready to wrap up our water wisdom with some key considerations for optimal hydration. Think of this as the cherry on top of your hydration sundae. These little nuggets of knowledge will help you fine-tune your water game. First things first, let's talk about timing. Ever notice how some days you're guzzling water like there's no tomorrow, and other days you barely touch your water bottle? Well, there's a rhythm to hydration, and it's not just about chugging water 24/7. Try to spread your water intake throughout the day. It's like giving your body a steady drip of hydration rather than flooding it all at once. Now let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the coffee cup. Caffeine lovers, I've got news for you. While your morning joe isn't as dehydrating as once thought, it's still not a substitute for good old H2O. The same goes for those sugary sports drinks. Unless you're running a marathon or sweating buckets, plain water is your best bet. Think of water as your hydration MVP. Reliable, effective, and always there when you need it. Here's a hot tip, and I mean that literally. The temperature of your water can make a difference. Room temperature or slightly cool water is often easier for your body to absorb. Ice-cold water might be refreshing, but it can actually slow down hydration. It's like trying to slip into a cold pool. Your body needs a moment to adjust. Let's talk about electrolytes. These little guys are crucial for proper hydration, especially if you're working out or sweating a lot. But before you reach for that neon-colored sports drink, consider natural sources. Coconut water, a pinch of sea salt in your water, or even a banana can help replenish those electrolytes without the added sugar. It's like giving your cells a balanced meal instead of just a sugar rush. Now, here's something that might surprise you. Overhydration is a thing. Yep, you can actually drink too much water. While it's rare, it can happen, especially to endurance athletes or people with certain health conditions. The key is balance. Listen to your body. If you're constantly running to the bathroom and your pee is clear as gin, you might want to ease up a bit. Here's a consideration for my eco-conscious listeners. Think about how you're getting your water. Plastic water bottles might be convenient, but they're not doing our planet any favors. Invest in a reusable water bottle and maybe even a good water filter for your home. It's like giving Mother Nature a high five while you hydrate. Let's not forget about the air around us. Dry environments like air-conditioned offices or airplanes can suck the moisture right out of you. In these situations, you might need to up your water intake. It's like being a human plant. Different environments require different amounts of water. For my nighttime sippers out there, consider tapering off your water intake a couple of hours before bed. This can help prevent those midnight bathroom trips that interrupt your beauty sleep. Think of it as setting a water curfew. Your bladder will thank you in the morning. Lastly, remember that hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about retention, too. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and veggies can help your body hold on to that precious H2O. It's like giving your cells little water reservoirs to draw from throughout the day. As we come to the end of our hydration journey, I want you to remember one thing. Everyone's hydration needs are unique. What works for your gym buddy or your coworker might not be the perfect fit for you. The key is to experiment, listen to your body, and find your hydration sweet spot. Before we sign off, I want to thank you all for tuning into this hydration deep dive. Remember, for more health tips and wellness wisdom, head over to nutritionally.com. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and most importantly, stay awesome. This is Alex, signing off and raising a glass of water, of course, to your health. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.